And today we're going to look at how Padre Pio explains a secret. Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, hello, I am Edward Urban. On this channel, Following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the amazing life, the incredible life of Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin monk, a mystic, and a miracle worker. And we offer to you a series of short stories. So please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. We ask you to participate in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking the videos, sharing the video with your friends and colleagues, and also subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. You'll have to click that reminder bell too. Now, there was a significant date in Padre Pio's life, and that is 1921. The 10th of July was the arrival of another apostolic visitor, Monsignor Bruno, to Padre Pio's monastery. So Padre Pio was under investigation for quite a number of years, and this was part of it, and Padre Pio had to go through this and prove his humility. Now, in the story, we take a look at how Padre Pio was able to take something very complicated and difficult theoretical to understand and explain it in the simplest terms. It was a real gift that he had. For instance, if someone came to you and said, as a Catholic, as a Christian, do you believe in one God or three gods? We might have some difficulty explaining it because we talk of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, but we believe in one God. How do we explain this? And this was put to some young lady in 1922. And her name was Giovannina Raziani. Her teachers at school had put this test to her, and it kind of shaken her faith. Not a surprise, of course, that some of them did not even believe in God. Yet, the flip side of this coin is that for a teacher who does believe, what an opportunity to make such a difference in someone's life. Now, this same young girl arrived at Padre Pio at confession, and she was very agitated, and she put this question to Padre Pio about the mystery of the Holy Trinity. He needed to explain it to her now. Of course, as Christians, we do believe in God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three, and somehow one, somehow remain separate. In a way, it's very complicated if we think about it. In language that was easy enough for this young girl to understand, he gave her this following example. It's like an analogy. And he said to her, my daughter, when your mother makes bread, what does she need? There are three different ingredients. There's flour, there's yeast, and there's water. Those are the ingredients in bread. And she mixes them together. She kneads the dough. And once it is mixed, it forms a single substance. And then out of this dough, she makes three loaves of bread. Each loaf is made of the same substance, but it is separate from the other two. And so from this very simple image, we can easily pass to comprehend the greater things of God, something of God. So each of the three persons in the Godhead possesses the same eternal, infinite, divine nature, i.e. substance. So that's like the three ingredients or the dough. It makes one divine nature. And yet they are separate, three loaves. And somehow the three together make up one God. Padre Pio had used this example, explained it to her, and yet God is a single being. At the same time, he is comprised of three persons, each equal but different from the other. So God the Father is neither the Son nor the Holy Spirit. And the Son is neither the Father nor the Holy Ghost. God the Father somehow begets the Son. The Son proceeds from the Father, and we as Catholics say that the Holy Ghost proceeds from both the Father and the Son. So, there are three individual beings, each equal and yet each very different. And yet, these three persons form one God, for their godly nature is one and identical. And this young girl was able to understand this, and Dorothy concluded that by entering into this mystery of faith, Padre Pio, inspired by God, had dispelled any doubts that had troubled this young girl. So Padre Pio certainly seemed to have this gift of making something difficult and complex seem like child's play, something very simple that anyone could understand. Now, a service that we offer on following Padre Pio is for you to enroll for next Friday's Mass prayer intentions. To the Mass we said for Padre Pio will include your intentions and Padre Pio's intentions. So it's good if you're a spiritual child of Padre Pio. It takes care of that side. Please do join us. You'll see the video that follows. And once again, if you are new to our channel, make sure that you have subscribed to our channel as well, and you have to click that reminder bell afterwards. Please do continue watching. We have our most popular videos. We have others selected especially for you. And also, there's one on right here on how to enroll for Padre Pio's Mass. Amen.